This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late fall, the third week of the apple cider moon. I am sitting on my porch when I hear two Osage fruits fall into the great open palms of the Lenten roses near the west fence. At the pond, my koi lie low on the bottom, subdued by the autumn. Pale grape leaves streak the honeysuckle hedge. Even though the hummingbird food slowly disappears, it seems that the yellowjackets are the only ones drinking. One white bindweed has blossomed near the trellis, and Ruby's white flocks have a few new flowers. All the finches at the feeders have lost their gold and are ready for winter. In the woods, drifts of snake root, brown and gray, have gone to seed. Patches of goldenrod have all rusted, and the flowers and leaves are matching now. Wood nettle is spotted and drooping. Wing stem and ironweed are twisted, sagging, brittle. Climbing bittersweet is undressed, bright orange. The pale underside of blackberry leaves turns over in the wind. And this varied mottled land, it reflects the motion of the sky, tells the rising of Orion up into the night, this leaf following red Antares and that leaf prophesying Betelgeuse. Myopia takes everything in hand. In the glow of ripeness, the stars of November fall around me and everything is here. I need look no further than the undergrowth for Taurus and the Pleiades. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late fall. In the meantime, even if the clouds obscure the night sky, watch the markers of the land around you, telling about the movement of the stars. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is now available. Order yours from Amazon, or for an autographed copy, order from poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.